This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, yesterday we began a brand new series from the shortest gospel of the four, the Gospel of Mark. The title of the series, What Jesus Did, He Does. I love that title, What Jesus Did, He Does. Let's continue with part two of the first message from Mark 1. Now, I realize that's a lengthy passage, 13 verses, but I want you to get a sense of the beginning. Mark is interesting in the way he approaches the life of Christ. He doesn't even mention his birth. Matthew and Luke are the two gospels that talk about his birth. John references it in an indirect way. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. But Mark gets right into the action and begins with John the Baptist preparing the way for Jesus' ministry, saying there's going to be one that comes after me that I'm not even worthy to get down on the ground and untie his sandals. I never understood that until I realized that taking off someone's shoes was the job of a slave. Think about that. Taking off another person's shoes was the task of a slave. And John the Baptist said, he is so worthy and I'm so unworthy, I'm not even worthy to get on my knees in front of him and untie his sandals. Showing the humility of John the Baptist, the way preparer, who preached a baptism of repentance. What does that mean? John was in the wilderness, preaching a message about conviction of sin, that people needed to repent and they needed to confess their sins, which Mark says that's exactly what people did. They repented of their sin and they confessed their sin, and he baptized them. They weren't being baptized into Christ. Why? Jesus hadn't died yet and rose again. So it wasn't what we call Christian baptism, but it was an act of obedience to the Lord that he called people to this baptism of being repentant in their hearts and confessing their sin. And you know what? There's great power that comes out of repentance and confession. I have this feeling that there will never be positive changes in a man's life until he repents of the sin in his life and he confesses or acknowledges that sin. I'm convinced in my spirit that a woman will never see positive spiritual fulfillment in her life until she repents of the sin in her life and she confesses that sin to the Lord. Confess means to agree with. It means to tell the truth. And when we confess our sins, it means we agree with God that sin is wrong. We agree with God that sin put Christ eventually on the cross, and it was for my sin that Christ died to atone my sin. Therefore, sin is very significant to the Lord. It may not be significant in our culture anymore. And people may dismiss the idea of sin, and people may dismiss the idea of guilt and say, what difference does it make? It makes a big difference to the Lord, because Jesus Christ paid the ultimate penalty with his death on the cross. I want to spend some time on verse 9, if we can bring that up. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Why was Jesus baptized? Why was the sinless Son of God baptized? I think he did it as our example. I think he did it as an act of identification. I've told the story before in the Luke series, but I just rehearse it for you right now. One of the most touching moments that I've ever experienced in ministry at an invitation time is to see a father of a five-year-old boy who had leukemia, who'd lost his hair during the chemotherapy, walk down the aisle on a Sunday morning with his head shaved. Nobody had to explain, well, here's what Dad did. Here's why Dad did this. Everybody knew it was an act of identification. His five-year-old son had no hair because of the chemotherapy, and Dad said, in an act of identification, I'm going to shave my head. There wasn't a dry eye in the place. Jesus, I believe, was baptized as an act of identification, an act to show that he was identifying with you and with me.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.